Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, hey, listen, I have a quick ask for you, and that's this. This is the top podcast on the planet for home improvement contractors. We have an episode damn near every day of the week. And I would love a rating and a review wherever you listen to this. You know, I know that's not always easy, but you click a couple buttons, you go there and just type in a couple words of what this show has helped you with, the value that it's brought to you. Like Taylor here, Valleyscape Taylor shared, I recently listened to episode 474. That morning, I had to have a tough conversation with an employee I really liked and cared about. I listened to this episode on my way to the meeting by chance, and it really helped me to approach this situation differently than my instinct was to approach it. That episode was one of the best I've ever heard. The emotions involved and the experiences shared really helped me see things from someone else's point of view. So first, I want to say thank you to Valleyscape Taylor. Appreciate you leaving that review. It means a lot. And listen, if this show is helping you in any way, shape, or form, it's added value to you, help you see something different, make more money, whatever it might be, please give us a review and tell that story. Give us a shout out there, because the more contractors that get this show in their ears, the better the industry gets for everybody. So anyway, that's my ask. Appreciate you guys, and let's get rocking here. Fighters, today I want to talk to you about being uncommon. Our world is full of common people. Think about it. All right, think of most people you know. Now, there's one asterisk on this. I'm blessed that most people I associate with and hang out with are not very common people. All right. And I think as you grow and you level up your circles and things like that, it changes over time. But I just want you to generally think of most people that you know, most contractors, most of your friends from your life, most of the people that you meet in your neighborhood, Anyway, I just thought of that. All right, you didn't come here for fucking comedy. All right, so anyway, most people, you get the point, are living common lives. Most people are in debt. Most people don't have, I mean, there was a stat a couple years ago, I wish I could cite it, but it was like some crazy amount of Americans don't have like $400 in the bank to pay for an unexpected expense. I mean, think about that. All right. Most people don't have $1,000 in their savings account. Most people are one or two paychecks away from losing everything. I mean, just think about the money situation. Most people are common. Most people are banking on Uncle Sam. They're banking on their 401ks and the stock market and all these other common things to, you know, set them up for financial success. And most are in a financial shit show. Most people are fat. My God, are we fat as a culture in the United States? And I'm only going to speak to the United States here. I mean, seriously, you ask somebody to go like a day or two without a fucking Cheeto and they lose their shit on you. All right. But most people are fat. Most people are in debt. Most people are walking around their life uninspired. You know, for those of you that are older, I'm 52. You remember the old Dunkin' Donuts commercials where the guy would get out of bed at some ungodly stupid hour in the morning and he'd be like, time to make the donuts. And then later on, time to make the donuts. And that was his life. He just woke up, checked the box, made the donuts. Okay. That was great that, you know, they had fresh donuts, right? Okay. But the point here is most people are walking through life uninspired. Most people in a relationship, most people that are married, I'll just talk married couples right now, are in a passionless relationship. I mean, it's really crazy. When I really start talking to people and they, and I'm talking like when we're coaching them and I ask them how their personal life is going and shit, the number of people that are living a shit show of a personal life with their spouse, there's no passion. Okay. They're going weeks, months, sometimes years without touching each other. All right. I mean, guys, girls, this ain't cool. Most people walk through life playing it safe. You know, they don't want to take a risk. Well, let me tell you something real quick. At some point, you're going to hopefully choose, because it's a choice, to live an uncommon life where you're financially free. There's crazy love and passion in the relationship that you have with your person. Okay. Having a life where you're in shape mentally, physically, emotionally, you are having a massive impact in the world. Okay. This uncommon life, because sadly, these things are uncommon. This is one fucking decision away. So I want you to ask a question right now. And if you're really young, you're going to have a hard time with this one, but I want you to trust me on this. And you don't know when it's coming, but at some point in your life, you are going to be starting to hit life's off ramp. Like you're on the highway of fucking life. Life is a highway. Okay, whatever. All right. Jesus, Tom, stop it. Guys, you're going to be getting off the fucking highway at some point. Might be unexpected. It might be an illness. It might be, hopefully it's just you die of fucking really, really old age someday or whatever it is. I don't know how any of us are going. All right. But when you are hitting life's off ramp, which life are you going to wish that you would have lived? The common life or the fucking uncommon life? All right. Yeah, this is the Contractor Fight podcast. We talk about contracting businesses and all that other shit. But guys, this is about life. You can always start another career. You can always start another business. This is not the be-all, end-all. I want you to live the type of life that's uncommon. I want you to live the type of life that inspires others. I want you to wake the fuck up and shoot so big that people go, you're a fucking lunatic. You're out of your mind. In fact, I said to our team the other day in one of our Morning Mojo texts, I said, you know, set goals that are so big. Take risks that are so big that a couple times a day you go, what the fuck was I thinking? Guys, that's the type of life that I want to live. All right. And I hope you do too. And I want you to know it's one decision away. Don't think about how you're going to do all this shit. Just make the fucking choice to live an uncommon life. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way. And don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.